It is misleading to suggest that anyone has been fired. Here we're dealing with the issue of the legal opinion, which expressly deals with interpretation of the party constitution. And in that interpretation, it says some office bearers, their term of office has expired by operation of the law, which is our party constitution. And there is need, as you know how the ST started this project, there is need for the party to operate within the confines of the law and the constitution. And the ST is clear, anyone with a different opinion or interpretation is welcome to place it on record, and it shall be interrogated. When you're saying the CCC, you know, says this, it's as if it dislocates SG and just places him there, as if it's him against the CCC. He is representing CCC. If you're in any doubt, you need to go and check all the court records that have happened thus far. If there's anyone who can speak on behalf of the CCC with authority, it is the interim SG.
Have you alerted your colleagues that no one has been fired and that there is need for a party congress, including matters concerning the party funding?
The prof is aware when that legal opinion came, they had meetings with the interim SG. And I don't know why this narrative is being pegged around that says he has no authority to do that, as if he has done anything. This is a legal opinion, and that opinion is clear that you can take it, you can disregard it. But as we have said, anyone with a different opinion, they are free to advance it. But up to now, nothing has been brought, and I don't understand why the narrative is that the SG is doing this, the SG is no. It's just simple. Here is a legal opinion by the lawyers of the party, by the way. The same lawyers who have served us so well, who have won us over 60 cases in our court. So I don't understand all this noise, wanting to take a legal opinion from well-reputable legal representatives and try and then put it on the shoulders of the SG. It's mischievous, to say the least. And now I understand, when I look at the narrative, why they had to leak it, I really understand. It was to paint the SG in the most negative light, which is extremely unfortunate. The issue of money, I don't even want to dignify it with a comment. The SG will not even be drawn into that. We don't want to be painted as people who are after money, who are always thinking about money. No, when this project started, it was about taking the party back to constitutionalism and democracy and all the values and the character and nature of the struggle. So that is what the ST is preoccupied with. Legal opinion has come. It has been interrogated. The ST is still taking advice on it. And in due course, you will announce the way forward. Anyone with a different opinion, they are free to bring a different legal opinion, and it will be interrogated, as we have already said. Thank you.
We reached out to CCC party spokesman of the Ncube Formation, Mr. Matsimure, who says Mr. Ncube never met with Mr. Chabango on this legal opinion issue, and he only became aware of it last Sunday.
I don't want to be involved in back and forth in public states. All I can tell you on record is that the legal opinion came on the 12th of August, and the interim SG did have a meeting with the prof. And I can tell you that their last meeting was about 3 days ago or so. They had a meeting. So they've been having meetings. Maybe Mr. Matsamure doesn't know, which I understand. It's okay. Leave it at that. What was important was to confirm that indeed there is a legal opinion, number one. Number two was to clarify the issue of the interim SG having said to have fired anyone, no, he hasn't fired anyone. It's a legal opinion that came, which, judging by the response, were inclined to accept it and be guided by it, because it will seem as if there is no alternative view except the insult and disparaging remarks and personal attacks. And I will not stoop to that level. In our meeting this afternoon with the SG, we're very clear that we are not going to be drawn to that. we will just stick to the facts and we'll leave it at that. Let the other side do what they want to do. But the truth of the matter is that we have one of the best legal minds and representatives. They have served us well thus far as a party, and we are very much inclined to respect and accept their opinion.